Hey, hey, I'm Danielle Ryan, and this is Adulting 101. You're listening to the July 2020 edition of the Millennial of the Month. Being an adult is stressful, and this podcast was specifically designed to help you navigate the crazy world of adulthood. So buckle up, and let's get into the episode. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. You may have noticed last week I didn't have a new episode posted. I'm not really going to get into things, but my family experienced a pretty significant loss at the beginning of August when my brother passed away, and I sort of, for obvious reasons, took a step back from producing episodes. So everything that posted in August was already pre-recorded, and so it was on an auto-post schedule. But I did record this interview at the beginning of August before anything had happened, and listening back to the replay, I think it became really obvious to me and evident that it was important for me to share this interview because in the conversation that I have with Steph, who I'll get into introducing shortly, we talk a lot about self-healing and the journey of discovering who you are and what it is you want. And through my process of grief and of grieving, I've been doing a lot of self-discovery, journaling every day and just working through the emotions associated with losing someone who was a huge part of my life for 28 plus years. So while I continue to work through this process of grief every day and sort of transition myself back into my life and my business with this new normal, I guess I can't think of a better term to call it, it's important for me to really showcase people who are doing the inner work and working to share that practice with people. And I really am excited to share this interview with you. I had the absolute pleasure of attending a breathwork session with Steph about less than a week after my brother had passed. And the experience I had there with her was exactly what I needed at that point in time with what I was going through, and the emotional release that I was able to achieve from completing that breathwork session really just put me in a place to be better equipped to handle everything that I have been dealing with for the past month or so. So I don't want to start this interview off super depressing, so I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. It's been a really challenging few weeks, as I'm sure you can imagine, but I am so excited, like I said, to introduce you to Steph, to share this interview with you. So let me just explain a little bit about her and let you guys get to know her before we get into the interview. So Steph is a fellow registered yoga teacher. I actually know her through my fiance, Dan. So she lives local-ish to Muskoka, and she also teaches meditation and revelations breathwork, which is what I just mentioned. So basically, she likes to host workshops and unique retreat experiences for those that are looking to really connect and expand deeper into their soul. And so she facilitates programs one-on-one, and she does group activities. And through her musings of working through the mystery of the universe and the energies that surround her, she's able to sort of create this safe container for healing for other people. And I just think it's so, so beautiful. So her goal in life, essentially, and in her practice, is to show people that the tools they need are within themselves, which is a message that really resonates with me. I think that we all are capable of our own self-healing to some extent, provided we have the right resources and the right tools to allow us to do that. So like I said, Steph is a light worker. She's a teacher, a student, an artist, an alchemist, and so much more. She is a free-spirited soul who inspires others to follow their life path. I'm inspired by the work that she does, and I really am so excited to share this conversation with you. So let's go ahead without further ado and get right into the interview. Hey, Steph, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today. How are you doing?
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. This is so great. You know what? Steph actually reached out to me and asked if she could come on here, and I was so excited at this opportunity because her and I align very, very much in terms of what it is we offer in our business, and I think also our perspective on how we view life and how we approach the way we live life. So, Steph, I'd really love it if you could take the opportunity here to introduce yourself to the audience. Obviously, I've already done that, but I think it's really important that you offer it in a way that's authentic to who you really are, rather than just me reading words on a piece of paper. So go ahead and feel free to do that.
For sure. So I am a yoga teacher, a meditation teacher, a breathwork facilitator. I have been kind of in this healing space now for about 2 years and really started to focus a little bit more on this space, I guess, last year when I went to Nicaragua to teach yoga at a retreat. And yeah, I just kind of decided to really dive headfirst into my own business and see where it could take me. And it was a big fear of mine to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone, but I did it and it was so rewarding at the time. I was hosting meditations in my apartment for my friends, which was just really crazy experience, but I decided to create this almost unique meditation experience for them. So they would come into my apartment, we would set up yoga mats, and I would kind of work more with the energy. So they were heightened meditations. We would use plant medicine to kind of get us into this more unique headspace. And I would work with the energies in the room as well as the energetic body of the individual and just really hold space for them for their own healing. That kind of set me on this journey of wanting to bring it more into the world and create these unique experiences for more than just my friends. When COVID happened, I needed to kind of restructure where I was going and how I was going to do that. So I started doing free yoga sessions on my Instagram, and then that went over to Zoom, and now I am hosting workshops over Zoom as well as doing one-on-one breathwork for clients. Yeah, that's kind of a little bit about me and where I'm at right now, I guess more professionally speaking, but yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So I just want to take it back a little bit and sort of have you explain a little bit in terms of how you got started in where you are now. So I know for a lot of us, we, you know, graduate high school, we go off to post-secondary, maybe we don't, but we end up sort of in this place where we're like, am I doing the right thing? What is right for me? And everyone who has listened to this podcast for a very long time knows my story in that I sort of like followed the societal norms, went to school, got a degree, got a really good job, and then hit this wall where I was like, okay, this really sucks. There has to be more to life than this. And I kind of just said, screw it, and got into this space of self-healing and self-discovery. And so I'm curious to know what your story sort of looked like leading up to where you are now.
Yeah, so my story has, I mean, like most people's, a lot of twists and turns and some craziness. It's absolute chaos at times. So I also did the whole go to university for 4 years for a degree that I'm never going to use. And that's just my experience. I'm not saying that happens to everyone, but I went to school for fine arts and creative writing. Obviously love art, love painting, drawing, all that fun stuff. Really had no idea what to do with it when that four-year degree landed on my lap. I was like, okay, now what? I went back home, started serving, and was in the serving industry for quite a while. Went back to school for event management, found that that wasn't aligning with me. And I was like, okay, what the hell is happening here? Like, what can I do to kind of realign myself with my purpose and really discover what that was? And it took me a long time, and it takes people a long time. And I think that for me personally, I'm not a patient person. I'm super impatient. And so I was really frustrated with this lack of understanding myself and not really knowing where the hell I was going. So in the events industry, it was very fast paced. It was barely any money. And it was just an environment that really wasn't serving me. I was living in Toronto at the time, and I got out of the events industry, went back to serving, and I was in a very high-paced serving environment. I was out late, I was doing the whole party scene, and I was just completely numbing myself, really, at the end of the day is what it was. I didn't know what I was doing, I was depressed. And then a friend of mine, actually, she connected me with this shaman, and I did my first ayahuasca experience. And this is about 4 years ago now. And that just really opened my eyes to the healing powers of plant medicine. And it also just really brought me face to face with my biggest fears and the ways that I, in which I was holding myself back. So I'm not saying that after that ayahuasca session, I was like a new woman and I was completely healed, but it really brought about that level of awareness that I needed to begin my healing journey. And so from there, I was like, okay, you know what? I need to move back home. I need to figure out my shit. I need to, you know, get my life back in order. I went back home, back to Barrie, and my mom actually got sick. So she's in full health, full good health now, but she got diagnosed with breast cancer. And we were really focused on her healing, on her getting back to herself. And so that was my main focus, as well as just saving money. At the time I went back into serving, I was still lost as hell.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? I know this is a long story about me just being lost. Like,
no,
really.
It's like everyone who listens to this, though, I feel like has experienced that in some form or another. Yeah. Like everyone's story is obviously a little bit different, but we can all relate to this idea of like, okay, I'm doing everything that I was supposed to do. Yeah. Why isn't it working?
What the hell, universe, mom? Like, I'm
help.
Changes. What the hell?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I was lying to myself essentially because I was still numbing myself with the serving industry, with drinking, with very codependent at the time. I found a lot of numbing throughout my relationships. I was getting into relationships that weren't supportive or not serving my highest truth. And I completely fell out of alignment with who I was. And I really, really fell into self-doubt. Did not acknowledge my worth a lot of the time, if ever, in those moments. And I became super depressed. So this was actually maybe about a year ago. So I became super depressed. Something wasn't working. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know. I didn't think I could become depressed after my ayahuasca experience. So this is about 3 years after my ayahuasca experience. And after that, I was like, I'm never going to be sad again. Like, the universe is awesome. It's always got my back, blah, 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 blah. But the truth was, is that I wasn't living in alignment with the universe. I was conspiring against it in a way, because I wasn't living my authenticity. And so that bout of depression and sadness was a way of the universe being like, wake up, like, wake up. This isn't you. This isn't where you want to be going. This isn't the way you want to be living. You need to make a change. And so through that depression, I was on vacation. I was having panic attacks and anxiety attacks. It was just like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And something just shifted. And it didn't happen overnight. I had to really take a good hard look at myself and my life and let go of the things that were not serving me. And so once I was able to do that, I was able to take those little steps towards healing and towards really falling into who I am and my authenticity and my worth. And I'm still doing that, you know, I'm still constantly battling my demons and realigning with myself and my worth. And, you know, I do a lot of things that scare the shit out of me, but I'm like, okay, I gotta do it, you know, one step in front of the other, and eventually I'll get there. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I have this new appreciation for life, really. And I think really letting go of those codependent behaviors and a lot of the toxicness that was in my life really allowed me to learn who I was and reconnect with my highest self and follow my intuition first and foremost. Because when I was in that state of depression, I was not following my intuition at all. You know, I was reaching for comfort. I was reaching for things that I knew were going to be there. And when I was able to, yeah, realign with myself and work with the universe instead of against it, doors started to open and things started to flow more freely.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I was journaling about this morning, this idea that sometimes we lose sight of what our vision is for ourselves because we get so caught up in allowing other people's stuff to become our own. Like, we take what other people think is right and be like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds right. Like, that's good for me. And so I find it really, really important that you share this message also of understanding that it doesn't have to necessarily look like one particular catastrophic event that just like changes absolutely everything in your life. It can be this slow sort of unraveling or awakening, if you will, where we gradually start to take those steps in the right direction versus just like, okay, I'm just going to wake up one day and change my entire life. Like, that's not a realistic expectation, but I feel like especially because of like social media and the internet. People see people like maybe you or maybe me, and they're like, oh, well, that's nice for them, but it couldn't be for me because I can't make that one big change, when really it's sort of the result of a multitude of smaller actions that led us to where we are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I call them, when I'm talking to clients or friends, I call them universal breadcrumbs. They're little bits of information that the universe is providing you with so that you can make a new choice. And it's really depends on what you choose. So if you're stuck or you're not feeling aligned, it's really looking at that cycle that you're trapped in and seeing it as an opportunity to make a new choice, essentially. Whatever that choice is, it could be a giant change, or it can just be as simple as like eating an apple instead of eating a box of cookies. But like,
yeah,
if you want to, but like, you know what I mean? It's they're little breadcrumbs, universal whispers, you know, nudging you in the direction of your soul's purpose. So that's kind of how I look at them.
For sure. I think that's so awesome. So thank you so much for being so vulnerable and sharing that so openly. I think that that's a really important part of the conversation too, is to be able to express that while on the outside, our lives can appear one way, there's always everything that goes on behind the scenes that no one wants to talk about. So,
and that long ass journey, you know, it's
exactly.
All a journey, truly. Like, I'm still on it. You're still on it. We're all still on it. Rather than seeing it as a destination, just recognizing that it's just putting one step in front of the other.
100%. And thinking that like, okay, well now, so even now, for example, like, okay, well, I'm going to pursue yoga and I'm going to pursue breath work. Well, 5 years from now, your direction might have completely shifted from that. So it's not getting so fixated on this one specific thing, but more so being open to any sort of opportunities that present themselves along the way.
Yeah, totally.
I would be curious to know what your sort of advice would be then for people who are maybe sort of in this place of feeling lost, feeling stuck, wondering, where do I go from here? Like, how do I go about getting started when I feel like my circumstance has me so stuck?
You know, it's so dependent on the person and the situation, but I think using tools is huge. I can give advice in terms of, you know, what telling someone what to do, but at the end of the day, it's going to be relying on tools that work for you and consistency, and also not being so hard on yourself. Like, I can't even tell you the amount of times that like I've stopped and started something again. You know, obviously consistency is key if you want to reach those goals, but I found myself just being so mad and angry when I would fall out of a routine, or, you know, I'd go a week without practicing yoga and then I'd be like, what the fuck, Steph? Like, you're a yoga teacher. Why are you not practicing yoga? Like, it's okay. It's okay. The world isn't ending. Like, you can have those ebbs and flows within your life. You need to be gentle with yourself and honor yourself and respect those ebbs and flows. And, you know, just as long as you are aligning with your authenticity and your truth, and maybe even taking a moment to pause and ask yourself, am I living in alignment with my highest good? Am I living in alignment with my truth? And maybe no answer comes. You know, maybe you don't know. Maybe you ask yourself that question and you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know. Well, okay, there's an opportunity to reflect. There's an opportunity to start journaling, to meditate, to find a moment of stillness, to really let go of your attachment to the ego and allow your highest truth and the universal truth to sink in and receive those whispers and those breadcrumbs that are going to lead you to your purpose, to your goals. You don't necessarily need to know what those are. It's just a matter of constantly working towards living in alignment with yourself and making those choices that will align you.
100%. So what are some of the tools that you would use with your clients to help them work through that?
Yeah, so with my clients, it's depends on whether or not we're doing either a workshop or a breath work session or a meditation. I love the meditations that I host for groups, so, and one-on-ones as well. In the heightened meditations, we do use plant medicine. I do find it to be very healing when used with intention. So we use it intentionally and we listen to very healing music. I curate a playlist based on the energies that I'm feeling. I do a lot of energy work on the clients. We do a lot of intention setting and reflection after the fact. Also, when we are doing it with groups, I do find it to be extremely healing to work with the community and hear the stories that other people are sharing, because it's a place and a space for everyone to be so open and vulnerable. And when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable around these strangers or even people you know, it allows for so much insight and wisdom to flow into you, into your soul. Having those open conversations after the meditations are super healing. And so it's a little bit about the guided meditations that I do. And then in terms of the one-on-one breath work, we set intentions. We go through the breath. And for those who don't know what breath work is or the type of breath work that I do, it's called Revelations Breath Work. And it's a two-part breathing technique. And it's basically coupled with music. So I pick and curate. I'm a huge music gal. So like music to me is so healing. So I definitely just love picking music based on the energies that I'm feeling. And we create a safe container for physical and spiritual experiences. And it's a simple and safe and extremely effective process. And it allows for huge breakthroughs. And it contributes to your health and wellness as well. Definitely something that everyone should experience, because it's just so magical. It's like really the only way I can explain it. It's just a magical, mystical experience. And not only does it, you know, it relieves stress, it helps with anxiety, with depression, it heals trauma, helps with creative blocks, it detoxes the body, it alkalines the blood, it increases muscle tone. It's just like this powerhouse tool that is so healing. So if you haven't done a breathwork session, I highly recommend it. After the act of breathing, we do a more rested breath, and afterwards we have a conversation and discussion about how your experience went. My job as a facilitator is really to hold space for the client to heal and to work on their own healing. Because at the end of the day, I can't do that for you. I can't do that for them. I'm just here to hold space for them to heal, essentially. I also recommend journaling. I love journaling. Huge catalyst for me.
Me too. I'm like, journaling changed my life. And if you aren't doing it, you're doing things wrong.
100%. Everyone should journal. It's just like an incredible opportunity to just let go of all the things that are bogged up in your mind, you know?
And I think too, like a lot of the times we don't realize that we're holding on to so much. And then once you put pen to paper, you're like, wow, okay, this all makes sense right? Now. I didn't realize I was harboring all these emotions inside.
Sometimes I read back my journal entries and I'm like, wow, Steph, that was a good time in your life.
Like, exactly. Or you're like, okay, things make a lot more sense. Like I now understand why I made these really bad decisions because this is what I was going through, but I couldn't see it at the time.
100%. Yeah. Sometimes I go back, but I also work with the, like the lunar cycles. So the full moon, the new moon, the quarter moons, and do a lot of journaling based on those energies as well. And so every new moon or full moon, I'll go back to my journal entry from that new, like the previous new moon or full moon. And it's so interesting to see how that month went for me based on that reflection from like a month ago. And sometimes I'm just like, wow, I did so much, or I accomplished so much, or I was able to like change this mindset. And other times, you know, it's not like that, but it's just, sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. We can't actually see the progress we're making, even if it's so tiny, you know?
And yeah.
So, journaling really allows us to like, give ourselves credit for the things that we are able to do within a month's period, or you know, however long of a period. But yeah,
100%. And one exercise that I use often with my clients is I'll get them to, in their journal at the beginning of the month, write like an accomplishments list. And so then anytime they do anything, whether it's like big or small, it's like, oh, you got featured on a podcast, like add that to the list. Oh, you finished a project you were working on, like add that to the list. So at the end of the month, you can go back and be like, especially on those days where you're like, no one cares about anything I'm doing, nothing is working. You're like, oh wait, like I did all of these awesome things, and you don't, like you said, like you're not giving yourself enough credit for it. So it's so, so important to have those markers. Mm-hmm. And I think that journaling, whether it is a list like that, or even just like writing out what you're experiencing day to day, is so important to have that to look back on, so that you can sort of like start to feel good about yourself again, especially when you're finding it difficult.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. I really, really appreciate this discussion. I think that the journey of self-discovery is one that can be really challenging, or even just the idea of it can be really overwhelming for people, especially if they aren't familiar with it or they haven't necessarily done this kind of work before. I'm curious if you have anything else you'd like to share in terms of allowing people to understand that these things are available to them too. Not necessarily that everyone has to like quit their jobs and become yoga teachers, but really just living more intentionally and finding that alignment in whatever path you choose to pursue.
Yeah, I think that probably the number one catalyst for me really sinking into my purpose and recognizing that this was possible for me as well was finding expanders. And I don't know if you've heard of Lacey Phillips. I recommend everyone listen to her. She's incredible. She has a podcast as well called To Be Magnetic. And she talks about expanders. So I can't take credit for this because it's totally her work. But I did find it to be really helpful to me in learning that I could also be in this space as well. And so she calls them expanders, and they're people who are doing the things that you want to do in their own unique way, but they're doing the things that you want to do, and you start to see that it's something that is possible for you as well. So you are a perfect example. You're an expander to me, you know, like you're doing this podcast, you're teaching yoga, you're in this healing space, and that's so inspirational to me. And I see you doing that, and I know that it's possible for me to do as well.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, and so I've been able to find my community. I've been able to find my tribe of expanders, of people who I've connected with, who I know personally, who are just living so aligned with who they are and who are, you know, in this healing space. And I think we get really caught up in numbers, which is really unfortunate. But I think that a lot of people are like, well, like I don't have a lot of followers. It's all about Instagram, right? Like, I don't
have
a lot. You know, blah, blah, blah. I've only had like two people sign up for my class, or I've only had one person sign up for my workshop, or I've only had one client in the last month. Like, that's still one person. That's still one person who wants to learn from you, who wants to heal with you, who looks up to you, you know, and those are feats. It doesn't matter if it's one person or however small, that's still a feat. And I think we get so caught up in this numbers game that it really keeps us like paralyzed with fear. And so once you start to recognize that those people are showing up for you, you need to show up for them. Doesn't matter how many people they are, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was a huge thing for me to recognize, especially when I started doing my yoga on Instagram, because when I first started doing it, I only had like 5 people. And then by the end of it, I had like 25, you know, which that to me is a big number. That's a big
number
for people who are showing up for me. So of course I'm going to show up for them. Even for the 5 people who were there at the beginning, I'm going to show up for them. And yeah, so I guess that'd just be my biggest piece of advice, is that to find those expanders, to find those people who are doing what they want to do, who are living in alignment with themselves, look at it as inspiration and look at it as possibility. Don't look at it with envy or jealousy. Recognize that they're doing it. You can do it too. It's possible for you, just as it's been possible for them. And also for showing up for the people who are showing up for you is probably my biggest.
Yeah, that's so powerful in terms of allowing other people to set the example to what's available for you, but not allowing it to keep you stuck in this place of almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Like shiny object syndrome, where you're like, oh, well, Steph's doing that, so now I want to do that too. Like, to not approach it from that idea, but to approach it from like, okay, if that person can go after what it is they want, then what's stopping me?
Yeah, totally. And seeing those people like almost start from their journey from the beginning, you know, and then grow and build. And it doesn't really matter how long it takes. Like, time is but an illusion, you know, like it's not, it doesn't matter how long it takes you. Just do it. Just do it.
It just starts with you. Exactly. Like granting yourself that permission to go after it. For sure. I love that so much. Okay. So I always like to sort of end the podcast episodes off on a little bit more of a lighter note. Not that this was like super crazy or anything, but I find that we often get like so fixated in the interviews on like what people do in a professional setting and like all about their professional life and that sort of thing. So I think it's always fun to share a little bit about like, okay, when you're not doing yoga and you're not doing the breath work and the meditation, like, what do you like to do in your free time? Like, I like to roll the streets on my bicycle, but I'm not going to talk about that on Instagram. So What are you doing when you're not doing this?
What am I doing? Honestly, I'm having fun with my friends, like such a typical thing to say. But actually, though, I'm so blessed to have the people that I have in my life. I have a really great group of friends, and we honestly just have wine nights. We sing and have crazy ass dance parties. Seriously.
I love that.
And just honestly have a time. We go on a lot of walks too. We're dog people. I don't have a dog right now, but like I'm still a dog person. All yeah. my dogs. So I'm just like the weird one without a dog going on these dog walks with them. But
that's the best kind, because then you don't have to look after it. You just get to play with the puppy and then send it home.
Yeah, totally. And I don't have one right now, but I foster dogs as well for that reason, because I'm like, I want to give them a good life and love them. And, you know, but just with my lifestyle with traveling and stuff, it's just like not something that's in my cards at the moment. But yeah, definitely dog people, my friends are, and I. So we just go on these long dog walks, these long hikes, and yeah, just listen to music and dance. We have so many dance parties, and yeah, wine, red wine.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing a little bit about your story, what it is you do. Where can the listeners connect with you?
Yeah, so you can connect with me on my website, www.wilde, and it's spelled W-Y-L-D-E, wellness.ca. That's where you're going to find all of my services. So if you want to connect with me for a one-on-one breathwork session, or you want to do a guided meditation, or a private yoga class, you can go on there. And the rest is going to be all on my Instagram. So I do love to write. I do have a, you know, I got to put my creative writing degree to use at some
yeah.
point. So, so I do write a little bit, and you'll see that on my Instagram in my captions, little poems or just musings that I've written over time. And then, you know, I also post my workshops on my Instagram stories as well, and just kind of what I'm up to, and offer some tidbits of, things that I've learned over my life.
And inspiration for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry. I will link everything in the description as well. But yeah, it's at Stephanie Helen, if you missed that, cause I cut her off.
With two N's on the end. So yeah. And yeah, like Danielle said, it'll be in the description. So.
You yeah. can look for it there. That is awesome. Thank you again so much for coming on here. This was great. I appreciate you giving me your time and really just sharing notes of inspiration with the audience, because I think especially with everything that's sort of transpired in 2020 so far, definitely something people need is hope mm-hmm. that things can get better. So
totally. I agree. Yeah. And we are kind of moving into this new world. I don't even like saying new world, but I think it's going to be moving towards a better world, truthfully. But yeah, it's an interesting time to say.
Absolutely. For sure. Well, thank you so much. And we will connect again very soon.
Yes. Love this. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
Bye.
So like we mentioned, if you want to get in contact with Steph, I will have all of her information linked in the description of this episode. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram if you have any questions. And if you want to set up a breathwork session of your own with Steph, feel free to contact her either via the website or her Instagram. She is honestly so, so sweet. And I hope that you will enjoy following her just as much as I do. That's going to be it for this episode. If you loved what you heard, please feel free to share this episode with a friend. I would so, so appreciate that. I appreciate each and every one of you listening along at home, in the car, wherever you are. I see you, I hear you, and I'm sending you so much love and light. Thank you so much, and I will chat with you again so soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get notified when new episodes go live. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, and be sure to share it with your friends. I'll talk with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Love you so much.